Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. I'm Brock, he's Hunter.
Yo, what's hey. Up, kid?
All right, let's get right to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great products. So what? You're never thirsty, especially when it comes playoff time and you're watching your favorite teams. Hopefully, you're one step closer to the Super Bowl or whatever it is you got going on. I don't know.
Never thirsty, man. Never thirsty, especially when you're watching NHL. NHL last night, the Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Blackhawks 5-1. Tonight, the Hurricanes going to be in Detroit playing the Red Wings at 7:30. Also, some Detroit Red Wings news. Wednesday, they named center Dylan Larkin the 37th captain of the franchise's history. Larkin, who is 24 years old, is entering his sixth season in Detroit. Wow. Started when he was 18.
Nice.
Moving on. NCAA men's college basketball. Virginia beat Notre Dame last night, 80-68. We do have some games tonight. Calvin College going to be at Eastern, playing Eastern Michigan at 7 o'clock. Michigan State going to be in Iowa. That was postponed. Probably due to some coronavirus complications. Just taking a guess. Moving on to the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Pistons 110-101. Tonight, the Pacers going to be in Portland playing the Trailblazers at 10 o'clock. And I do have a basketball story here. James Harden finally did it, man. He caused enough trouble with the Houston Rockets, made enough noise that, well, they traded him. They traded him to the Brooklyn Nets in a four-team mega deal, which also involved the Indiana Pacers and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The end result has Harden joining superstars Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, which is, damn. They're all superstars there. It could be a problem, though, don't you think?
I was just going to say, you get guys of that caliber who have not spent a lot of time together, you could have, I mean, it may not be copacetic. It may just be oil and water, man. I don't know. We'll see. Because, yeah, both of them are superstars in their own rights, and now they got to share the spotlight. Doesn't always go like you want it to. So.
Well, it's two of them. Two of them almost have to take a step back because all three of them are used to scoring for their team, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't just have three people trying to get the ball. It'd be like playing at the YMCA. Once you get the ball, shoot it because you're not going to get it back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it'd be interesting over there with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden all on a team together. We'll see how that works. So, there you go. It's your sports this morning, man.
Good enough for me, man. We'll be back with more sports next hour. It's the Plan B Morning Show. And as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
On Rock 107 WIRX.
We all my
everything that rocks.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Come on.
All right, Ja Rule, I'm coming. Hold on. Jeez. I had to tie my shoe. Slow down.
He's trying to have a menage, man. What are you doing? Let's go.
Menage. We all my. It's murder. All right. 7:25. We got to keep her going. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. Damn.
Nailed it. Got it. Apparently, I had a few this morning. All right. What do you got for us?
Feeling good, man? We had a lot of things happen yesterday, but hell with it. We're gonna scrap it.
Big weekend this weekend, man.
Yeah, we want to talk about NHL, NFL. We want to talk about football because there's a lot of happening this weekend, and it's important.
Ooh, very
and
important.
And we're not going to be here tomorrow, so we can't talk about it tomorrow. So here we go. First game for 35 on Saturday. You have the L.A. Rams taking on the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, you're going to take the Packers. You think it's going to be close? Do you think? I mean, how are you feeling?
So, fun little fact I read about Aaron Rodgers. He is 10-0 in playoff games with temperatures at freezing or below. He's thrown 24 touchdowns and just one interception in those conditions.
Wow.
This weekend at Lambeau, Rams, Packers going to be below freezing. The Rams are from Los Angeles, all right? It's a very warm place. They're not quite used warm to playing in these conditions. Now, yes, they're pros, and it's any given Saturday or Sunday, but I do think the Packers have the edge on this one.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that. Yeah. You know, it does make a big difference, man. You're used to your home field.
Yep.
Playoffs at home.
There
huge
will be
advantage and weather, too.
And there will be fans in the stands, too. I believe that Green Bay has season ticket holders are allowed to go.
Wow.
And I think they released a few other ones. Obviously, social distancing is everything. Lambeau's a big stadium. But, yeah, so going with the pack.
You know,
go
you're
pack,
right,
go.
Too, because looking at the weather over the weekend, just here, which is more south than Green Bay,
yeah,
it's looking pretty cold.
Yeah.
So, all right, Green Bay. If I had to put money on it, Green Bay.
Yep.
Even though I want to play devil's advocate with you, I can't on this one because I can't lie to myself here.
Yeah.
Moving on, next game. At 8:15, you got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Buffalo Bills, man. Who do you got in this one?
Oh, boy, Bills. I think the Bills are going to get it.
The Bills, because
the
they're
Bills
on that,
are going to get it. Yeah.
They're kind of on a wave, you know? They're kind of riding high.
I think so. I think, and they got the number one defense right now. So I think they're going to beat up on Baltimore pretty well. Not saying that Baltimore's not going to have a good game, but I think the Bills are going to run away with it.
All depends on Lamar Jackson. And
yeah,
you know what? I think he does. I think he struggles a little bit in the playoffs.
And he's still young. But yeah, he's got some I think he's still got some working to do with the team. So
I mean, he's definitely going to have to work that defense with his legs and his arm because they are a stout defense. And I guess, you know, if you are going to puncture Buffalo's defense, you got to do it with an arm and legs.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be close, but I think I'm going to go with you on this one. Buffalo.
Right.
I'm going with Buffalo.
All right.
Now we have Sunday's game here real quick. Cleveland. You have the Cleveland Browns at 3:05 taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. I think this is an obvious one, right?
It's obvious, but my wife's going to kill me. I want the Browns to win.
I know you want the Browns to win, but
anything,
if you had to put money on it.
Anything that will get the Chiefs out of it because they're scary. They're always a scary team. Yeah, but I think it's going to be the Chiefs. Unless for some reason they just have an off day. We don't know. Again, Browns are riding high, super high right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming into Arrowhead after the Chiefs have had, 2 weeks off?
Mm-hmm.
Or week off. I mean, we'll see. But it'll probably be the Chiefs, but who knows? If there's going to be an upset this weekend, it's going to be the Browns. I'll say that. It'll be
I'm going to go with the Chiefs just because it's the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes is absolutely effing ridiculous. All right, last game of this weekend, 6:40. You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints happening Sunday night. So
what? I want the Saints
Tom's
to win.
Go ahead. Yeah, I know you want the Saints. Tom's taping his ankle this weekend. He's looking like a Clydesdale. I'm going to go with Tampa.
I want the Saints to win, but I'm with you. I think the Bucs are going to run away with it. I think they are. I just think
even though New Orleans, the Saints have beaten the Bucs twice this year.
I know, and that mentally can mess with a team, but it's Brady in the playoffs. Playoff Tom is a dangerous football player if I've ever seen one.
Mm-hmm. I think he's proven that over the years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Tom on this one, even though, Breeze is on fire. And when he plays, he plays.
So, barring any crazy upsets, we got the Packers, we got the Bucks, we got the Bills, and we got the Chiefs. Those are four stout teams going into the final round. That's big, dude. That's big.
Those are big weekend.
All great teams. So.
I'm excited. I love playoff football. Right now, everybody's playing awesome. And then you say what? There's five QBs with Super Bowl rings in the playoffs right now?
Yeah, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Tom Brady, you got Drew Brees, you got Patrick Mahomes, and did I miss one? Or maybe it's just four.
Is it just four?
Just four. But still, though, four out of eight, half of them, that's nuts.
Wow.
That's nuts. Yeah.
It's craziness, man. So there you go. Right. Big weekend for sports, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. Get the wings fired up. Crack open some beers because NFL is in full force this weekend,
Saturday and
Sunday. Here we go.
1 week closer to the big game. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.